The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
We're full of elation and happiness, as always, of course. Even more so when this man's in front of us, Ped from Toffee TV. Morning, sir. Welcome.
Morning. I'm not sure about full of elation, but
well, you know,
I'll try my best.
In general. Look, going through your tweets and your Twitter feed.
Oh, that's a very dangerous thing to do.
I've just seen the most disturbing thing to come out of the Derby. It'll go public soon, you posted last night. I'm sworn to secrecy as it's embargoed, but trust me, I suppose, as you later went on to say, that I feel anything now will be anticlimactic. Was it? Tell us what it was.
I caught a few people with that one, and then... Yeah, it probably was anti-karma, but there's a in the office I work in and where we produce our videos, there's also a Liverpool channel called the Redmen TV.
Yeah.
And I was confronted yesterday by one of the interns had gone and got himself an Origi tattoo as part of a challenge that he said he would if Liverpool won and he scored.
Wow.
He would go and get
this
tattoo.
I'm just looking at it now. It's in quite a prominent place on his leg, isn't it? It's big.
It's right on his leg. It's big. And yeah, he said he'd get it done, and he did get it done. And fair play to him. I can't say nothing bad about the lad, because he's a nice lad. He's just clearly gone a little bit too far this time. But, but you know, all I said to him was, imagine if we did that. Imagine if an Evertonian did that. They would never live it down. But it's okay because it's you. It's all right because it's you, lads. You're fun, great lads. And you can basically do what you want.
He keeps scoring goals in derby matches, though.
Yeah, there's a general trend of this, isn't there, of rubbish Liverpool players who seem to just score against Everton all the time. I mean, come on, he is rubbish. I mean, but he has got the Indian sign, like Liverpool seems to have the Indian sign. But so I can't really say anything.
Did Marco Silva want to buy him? There was a link there.
There was a link, yeah, because apparently you can go. I remember the link a month or so ago, but
imagine your red man friend there. If he,
yeah, that would be good. That would be good, wouldn't it? Probably go with a few people's Bambi tattoos.
Yeah, that was a different story altogether, wasn't it? Well, obviously, you've had a couple of days to digest the mayhem and the bizarreness of the Merseyside derby finish, one that we've not seen the like before in terms of the way the goal went in. We've certainly seen late derby goals, haven't we? And in fairness, Ped, I think you'd agree, most of them have gone to Liverpool of late, haven't they, in terms of late winners?
Yeah, the only one I can ever remember that going for us was in the FA Cup. That's the only one when Gosling scored. Gosling, yeah. That's the only one I can ever remember. I can't remember any others. Any others? Not that there's a massive amount of games to pick from. But
you're fated.
Yeah, I mean, what can you do when your bogey team is your rival? Then what can you do? There's very little you can do. I say it every year when I come in here and Steve tries to catch me out on it. I've seen enough to not get worked up about them. I think Evan have won at Anfield 6 times in 50 years. So how can you sort of start going out and thinking you're gonna beat them every time and be really disappointed if you don't? Yeah. Obviously, Sunday I was massively disappointed by the way we lost the game, by the fact that we played so well and we came out of it with nothing to show for it. And I could sit here all day and I can talk about how well we played and the chances we had. It doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. Liverpool scored a 96-minute winner in bizarre circumstances, and that's all anyone will ever remember from the game. So we've got to take that and make sure that the way we played on Sunday, we continued playing like that in the next few games and pick up points and pick up wins.
Well, that's got to be the message from Marco Silva, and because the lads will be so downhearted, won't they, after losing a game that they deserve to get a point from. Yeah. It's attitude now that's got to be spot on from now on. And these two home games, Wednesday and Monday, are really games that you've got to be targeting 6 points. If Everton are to challenge and push for the top six, I mean, they are good at home, Ped, aren't they, in terms of the recent record, but nothing less than victory, really, now, isn't it, in home matches?
Well, that's it. I'd be more disappointed if we don't pick up 3 points tonight. I really will, because these are the games you've got to win. Because at the moment, we're challenging for sixth place with not just Manchester United, because the result showed last night, Bournemouth are now sitting in sixth.
Yeah.
And there's Brighton are not that far away, and I'm not saying
Leicester.
Leicester. Even someone like West Ham, who seem to have goals in them, who had a poor, if you take away from their poor start, actually the run since that's been probably similar to Everton's. So there's a lot of teams at the moment in the mix. Now, who will emerge this, you know, in a month's time? That'll be key. Who, if we're still around in a month's time and we are, you know, a point off sixth, I'd be quite happy with that, you know, or a win away from sixth. And you don't have to beat the top five to stay in.
Well, Man City away is to come, isn't it? You know, and it's almost written off, isn't it? Not just by Everton, but many other sides.
Once that game goes, as in away games, we haven't got any of the top. Well, we've got Spurs last game of the season away, and that's it then. But I suppose, you know, we've got to be winning the home games, because actually our away record, although we have played a lot of the top sides, isn't great. And that's, I suppose, in the second half of the season, that's going to be the...
Got to play more at home.
Yeah, but that'll be the real test, though. We've got to go... All the away games we play after Man City, we've got to start picking up points.
Yeah.
And that's the only way we're really going to finish sixth. But as you said, the next two home games are crucial. We've got to go out there tonight and bounce back completely and pick up 3 points. That's the only way we can bounce back.
January's just around the corner, not too far away, and this is the month where we start talking about transfers coming in. Does he need to strengthen? Are we still looking at a striker, Pat?
I think we've got to be looking at a striker, because I think Richarlison might become a good centre-forward, but at the moment, I still think he misses things in his game. I think on Sunday against Van Dijk, who obviously is a very, very good centre-back, I think there was times in the second half where we just needed to have a centre-forward who knew how to hold the ball up. Mm. I don't really want to see my centre-forward coming back and taking the ball off the opposition's centre-forward. He did it, but I don't want to see that. Yeah. I want to see my centre-forward holding the ball up front and giving your team a platform to play on, because it's all right. It's okay saying, well, you know, we weren't threatened, but if we're going to go the other way and we're going to score goals, your centre-forward's going to be able to hold the ball. But also, I think at the moment, oddly, that's our weakest play is up front.
Yeah, I agree.
We're not scoring. We're not conceding goals, we're not scoring that many goals. And you know, Walcott hasn't been great.
No,
Bernard, I thought, was great on Sunday, but
it's the best I've seen him.
But he's not scoring. Mm. He doesn't look like he's going to score goals. And if Richarlison's not scoring, and someone from midfield, I mean, Gylfie Sigurdsson's the one who has been scoring the goals. Yeah. But I do think we need someone who can take those chances. Yeah. And I think that's the real difference between if we had a nailed-on centre-forward, someone who could put the ball in the back in there, you'd be saying, it is a real, real challenge. But until we get someone like that, there'll be doubts around us. Of course there will, because if we can't finish games off...
Yeah. Then So in that sense, what's your team for tonight?
I'd only make one change, and that would be I'd bring Luchman into the side.
For Walcott,
yeah. I don't think there needs to be wholesale changes.
So they have to continue with Richarlison through the middle. You're not an advocate of bringing in Cenk Tosun at Goodison.
No, because I just don't think he suits Marco Silva's style. I don't think he gets around the pitch quick enough. I don't think he closes down. I think when he gets the ball, he's quite slow. He's a poacher, really. And I don't think we make the chances that he craves. And that, do you know what? He could go into another side and score a lot of goals, but I just don't think that we make the type of chances that he can put away. Mm. And that's sad, really, because I do think he's a good player. I just don't think he's got the things that suit this manager. Mm. There might be games that he could play in, but I just think at the moment, and I also think continuity is a big thing. And if you take...
Silva seems to like that, doesn't he? He does seem to favour an unchanged side.
I think for me, the reason why he favours that is because he really wants this team to settle into a style of play. And the only way really that's going to happen is if you've got the same set of players, and maybe if you're changing one or two. There isn't that much room, really, apart from you could change one of the centre-backs. Mm. But you could maybe bring James McCarthy in for Garner if Garner needs a rest, you know, if James McCarthy's up to speed. I don't see too many places elsewhere where you can go, well, that's like for like. There's very, very little. There is a drop off. We've got good players on the bench, but I do think there's a massive drop off. Mm. And I think that'll be the next thing for this team. I don't think it'll be yet, but that'll be the next thing, bringing that quality level up. I think there's changes that can be made within the team. Maybe Bernard could play centrally, Richarlison could play wide, and maybe you could have another centre forward. But I had actually played Dominic Calvert-Lewin before I'd played Cenk Tosun, because I think Dom suits the style of play. He mightn't get you a lot of goals, but I think he suits the style and will allow other people to score goals.
Mm. And a great reception for Pickford tonight, you expect, finally, Pat?
Yeah, I think, listen, he made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake. I don't know what went through his mind. I don't know whether
he's trying to catch the ball.
I don't know. I think he might have just lost focus. Yeah, he might have just lost focus for a moment. And it's a freak, really, because if it doesn't hit the bar the second time, he's probably going to take that. And it just, you know, it's one of those things that you'll probably never see it again in our lifetimes, which could only happen to us in a Merseyside derby.
So you're going to say, thankfully, we'll never see it again in our lifetime. Ped, thanks very much indeed. Thanks for the intriguing tweet as well that you said last night.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.